Yeah, dude.
You know, dude.
I was thinking, dude.
that billboard stunt he just recently did. So, you know, they did that, like, they did CGI first. And after, like, the CGI one, he was like,
you know, dude.
He's like, we're really going to do it. Let's just do it. And if we get fined, hell with it. So they just kind of went for it.
Give me up there, dude. I can do it, dude. Yeah, dude.
Anyway. Good morning. It is 8:14. It's Brock and Hunter, the Plan B Morning Show. We'll check out your forecast here in a little bit. And when I say that, I mean we're not going to look at your forecast.
You always say that. I was going to say that earlier. You always say we are. But we never do.
It's just a tease. It's a little tease. It's a way that I can cover my time and temp without actually doing it. So now, let's do your WTF. Don't question me.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Your best buds in the biz.
What's up, Katie? I just got to see her and the gang the other day. They're doing well. Staying busy. Well, this is crazy, man. This is effing crazy, dude.
What?
A guy in Wisconsin found what appears to be a human brain washed up on the coast of Lake Michigan. This happened Tuesday. Police are trying to confirm if it's real and figure out where it came from. There's actually audio of the guy talking about it.
I don't even know how to explain it. It didn't register as a human brain. I was just like, what is this? I came across the square package wrapped in aluminum foil, and around it had a pink rubber band. So curiosity got to me, so I popped it open. It looked like a chicken breast, kind of. It took a little bit for it to really, what was going on. It was a brain. And what happens if a kid would have found it?
Okay, so it's a brain. Is it a brain? We don't know yet. If it's a brain, if a real brain, a human brain, or what?
Brock, this is an opportunity for you to get a brain like the Tin Man.
Oh, good for you. Good for you. Yeah, you know how much aluminum foil you need for my brain because it's huge because I'm so smart. Have you ever found a body part on the beach there, Hunter?
Nah. No, not too many body parts on the beach. I can't even find the damn... What do people look for? The glass?
Yeah.
I can't even find that. That's everywhere. Beach glass. Yeah, I know. No brains, no fingers, no toes. Nothing.
You know what's interesting is that the guy opened it up. Like, I don't even know if I would, like, open up the package. You know what I mean? Like, if I were to see a package on the beach, it's not something I'm like, oh, let's just open this up, see what it is. Of course, now it could be, what if it's just like a bunch of gold wrapped up in aluminum foil, you know?
I always make sure it's not ticking before I open up a package.
So,
you would open it, too. Come on, be honest with me.
I don't know if I would. I don't know if curiosity would get the best of me, like this guy said. But there is also part of me that's curious like a cat. And I don't know. And I think I'd be freaked out if I saw a brain. Because brains are pretty distinguishable. Like, you know, it's got all the wrinkles in there. And, you know, it's got that brain shape and everything.
Well, when you're expecting gold and you open up the top and, oh, my God,
it's a brain. Now, what would be, I think it'd be weirder to find like maybe like a couple of eyeballs or maybe like a human hand. I don't know.
You know, like, you ever seen the movie RoboCop? You know, with the brain, then it's attached to the eyeball still in the floating jar.
Yeah.
Damn thing's looking at it. Box is looking at you. I think I'd poke it with a stick.
Just at least give it a little stick poke, you know, a little sticky pokey there.
Hey, go get a stick.
Let's poke this thing. Here's what I think, though, is what possibly happened is that there was some, you know, like a medvac, you know how they transfer organs and everything, right?
I think there was
some helicopter flying over or some plane flying over, and they hit some turbulence and it rolled out the window, and they're flying like, hey, has anybody seen that brain we're supposed to be taking over to that medical center in Wisconsin?
Right. Hey, isn't this how Crane was created in the Ninja Turtles?
I think so. Crane. This is how it all began. Oh, let's just hope someone finds some mutant turtles here, because otherwise we're in some trouble, man.
Trouble, man. Right.
All right, there you go. Brains on the beach. That's your WTF.